Hey, we're going to talk about how to have a fantastic spring break. So, to get us started, I want to ask you just a very simple, basic question. How many of you have ever found a gift card taped up under a chair at a meeting that you've been at? Nobody? Well, why don't you check and see? I mean, if you've never found one, tonight might be the night where... We're finding a lot of trash around here. See, I didn't think you'd ever find one. Now, something over here. Hey, what'd you find? Okay, we found a Panera Bread gift card back here. How much is it worth? $5? That's what they say. Now, I spent a lot of time at Panera Bread. I might have used that up, but you might want to go down and check and see. But it's yours if you want it. Anything else you found in the process? Hey, somebody found $5 over here taped up under the chair. That's interesting. What else did you find? I saw somebody hold up some trash back here. You found anybody find some bubble gum or anything worse? Hey, I wanted to use this just to illustrate a very, very simple, simple, simple idea. You know why they found a Panera Bread card under a chair? Because they looked for it. Who knows how long it's been there? But they found it because somebody suggested, hey, why don't you look and see if there's a Panera Bread card underneath your chair? And because they looked for it, they found it. And not only did they find a Panera Bread card, but somebody else found $5 and somebody else found some trash. Now, we chuckle about that, but gang, that's the way a lot of life works. If you're looking for something, you tend to what? Find it. And because you're paying attention, you're looking for that, you find other things along the way that you wouldn't have noticed simply because you're paying attention. Now, not everything that you find do you need. Some things you find are treasures. We were looking for a gift card, but we found a $5 bill, we found some gum, we found some trash. You have to sort through it, but the point is, it's like Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, seek and you'll find. Now, he was talking about prayer, but the principle applies to life. It applies to teachability. So what I'm basically going to say tonight is if you want to get something out of this next week, if you want to come to the end of next week and say, I had a fantastic spring break, I'm going to suggest figure out what you're looking for and go find it next week. So we're going to talk about that tonight. That's how we find God. Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me if you look for me with all your heart. So, I want to suggest before spring break comes, before you go to Glorietta, or before you go somewhere else over the break, figure out what it is you're looking for. In other words, plan your time, write it down, share your plan with somebody else. Then pray over that plan during the week. I mean, keep it fresh in your mind. Don't just write it down tonight before you go to bed and then forget about it. But instead, you keep it fresh on your mind. And then as you go through the week, find what you're looking for. Watch and see what God gives you and expect him to give you more than you're looking for. That's the principle. Then when you get back a week from now, compare notes with people about what God gave you and what extra came along as you were looking for it. That's the basic principle. I'm going to be addressing the question of how to get the most out of a conference, but are there any of you that you you're just not able to go to Glorietta this next week, I know there's a few that can't. Hey, that doesn't mean you can't connect with God. So don't take my emphasis on how to get the most out of a conference as, well, I guess I'm just sort of a second-rate Christian because I don't get to go to spring break. Hey, there were a lot of things I didn't get to go to, and I got as much or more out of it than the people that went. You know how you do that? Well, you spend next week looking for God. You set your own goals of what you want to get out of this next week. So you too can have a fantastic spring break. Then when you get back, you sit down with everybody that went to Glorietta, you compare notes with them, and you can grow from secondhand truth just like people that get firsthand truth. Truth is truth. There were a lot of things. Friends of mine would go to some conference that I didn't get to go to. I would listen to what they got out of it. In fact, the advantage was I didn't have to go the entire thing. All I had to do was listen to what they enjoyed the most, and then I'd apply it to my life. And guess what God did? He let me grow. So I'm not advocating not going to the conference. I'm simply saying decide that you're going to be looking for something from God, expecting to give it, and then go find it and let Him give it to you. So let me give you a simple way to do this. Did the PowerPoint get... I'd mailed a PowerPoint to the BSU. Did it get to the guys that are doing the technology tonight? Okay. Then I'll explain things carefully since it's not up on the board. Let me give you a sentence. It's an incomplete sentence. You complete this sentence. And imagine this. Before you leave for spring break, ask yourself, what do you want to be saying about it at the end of the week? So, ask a question like this, finish this sentence. When spring break is over, I will have. Let me say that again. When spring break is over, I will have, and then put a blank. How would you complete that? If you were imagining a fantastic spring break, how would you complete that sentence? I will have this and this and this and this and this. The things that you would have put in that blank or in that sentence are basically your goals for the week. That's what you're looking for. So, make a list of this is what I'm going to look for this next week, and then start praying over it. Just go to God and say, Lord, this is what I'm after. This is what I'm looking for. Would you give it to me? So, I'm going to give you an example of what I would put in my blank if I was writing that myself. The first thing I would write in that blank is that I will have had significant encounters with God. Next week, I want to encounter God. I really want to connect with Him. Now, what you do with that is you don't just write down, I want to connect with God, but you back up from it a little bit and you start asking the question, well, if I really intend to look for that and find it, what are some things that I can be proactive about? What can I do throughout that week so I'm looking for God and I find Him? Let me give you some suggestions. These are the sorts of things I would do. You might find some additional things. One, I will listen carefully to everything that's taught. When you go to a meeting, pray before you get there, God, would you teach me something? Then take notes and listen carefully to that inner moving of the Spirit. One of the things that Jesus uses to describe the activity of the Holy Spirit, He says it's a lot like wind. I've never seen wind at all. Neither have you. But I know if it's operating or not by when it moves things. And I've gotten to know my heart well enough to know when it's just my heart And I've also gotten to know it well enough when something's moving it. And I figured out what God's doing. And when someone is speaking and they're explaining the Word of God and they're encouraging and admonishing me, and I'm sensing God doing something in my heart, I pay real close attention. I underline that in my notes, circle it, put a star beside it, something. Because I need to go back and give serious consideration to that. God was talking to me. Do that. Just plan on doing more than taking notes, but listening, be listening to what God is saying to you. And gang, don't be distracted by the things about the speaker that annoy you. He might have some habit, or he might be 50 years older than you, or he's dull and dry, or whatever it is. Gang, be wise enough, mature enough, that you're able to see past that. Don't disregard a man's words just because you don't care for his style of delivery. Instead, have that hungry heart that says, I'm looking for God this week. And so, regardless of how that speaker brings that message, I'm listening for the truth. I'm listening for the Word of God. And you pay real careful attention. I promise you, you will learn. So that's one thing I would do, is I would just pay very careful attention to everything that's said this week. A second thing I'd do is put my whole heart into the worship. And not just sort of show up for the meeting late, but I'd get there early and just say, God, I'm going to honor and glorify you. And I'm going to put my heart into this. And I'm going to join in with my brothers and sisters in worship. A third thing is that I would seek out spiritual leaders for insight and application. One of the beautiful things about a conference like you're going to is the opportunity you have to get some time with people that can explain things that you don't understand. Some of the turning points in my life have come because I went up to a speaker after a meeting and asked him to clarify something. For years, I struggled with understanding an idea of how we make disciples. A man named Leroy Imes, who has now passed away, but he was on staff of the Navigators, was speaking in Dallas, a large conference. Afterwards, I thought, I've got to ask this man something. And so I worked my way through the crowd, caught him for just a second. I asked him a simple question, and he gave me a one-sentence answer that changed my understanding of how we make disciples. And to this day, I've been guided by that wisdom. So what I'm illustrating is that, gang, seize this opportunity. Go and talk to the speakers, the workshop people. Get some time with them. Don't just attend a meeting and then leave, but sit at their feet and ask them questions. Another thing I would do is I'd spend some extended time in solitude and prayer. Don't feel like all week long you've got to be busy with people. I'm not going to be. I'm going to slip away frequently. Solitude and silence is one of the lost disciplines in the modern age. Reclaim it. Go for some long walks. Go up the mountains. Go up into the prayer garden. But get away, get some time with God. Even though somebody else is doing something fun, you get some time alone and process these things. Work through a decision that you're making. Maybe there's a dating relationship you're trying to figure out to start or stop, or a career decision, or an issue you're trying to get free from. Get some extended time with God this next week. Capitalize on this opportunity. Let me give you three R's about how to use extended time in really processing what you're hearing in the meeting. One, review. Get some extended time alone with God and just review what you've been hearing. Second is reword. You've taken notes on how the speaker said it. Now think it through and ask yourself, how would you say it? Put it in your own words. It's called meditation. And third, reflect on it. Ponder the implications. And again, you're listening to what God is saying to you. And a final thought on this extended time with God. If there's an issue that you're dealing with, gang, use this next week to go into detail. The Bible calls it pouring out your heart. If I had a glass of water, I've done this before with groups, I've just taken a glass of water, poured it out on the floor. That's what you're doing when you pour out your heart to God. You're giving all the details of an issue to God. So gang, if there's something you're processing, maybe it's a relationship that's not going well, or it's a difficulty you're having, take some time. Go for a walk, or that's how I do it best. You might sit better, but find some way of getting some uninterrupted time and then pouring out your heart to God and saying, Lord, I'm really dealing with this. Here's how I feel. This is what hurt, or this is what's confusing, and so forth. But do what you don't normally have time to do in the hurried life we live in, the university universe. Use this next week to get some extended time with God. So does that make sense? One of the goals that I would have this next week is I want to connect with God. And those are some of the things I would position myself so that I can meet Him and hear Him. Here's the second thing I would use to complete that sentence, that I will have had a great week, and then I'd fill in the blank. And the second thing is that I will have deepened and expanded friendships. One of the beautiful things about a conference is the opportunity you have to develop relationships. Let me give you some suggestions. First of all, take the initiative. If you want to develop relationships, you take the initiative. Repeat that after me. Take the initiative. Pretty good. Let's try it again. Take the initiative. Now, that's what you want to do. You figure out, who is it I want to get to know better? And then what? Take the initiative. Just ask them, hey, could we get a little time? For example, you're going to be sitting, most of you are going to be on a bus for some insane amount of time. 10 hours, 12 hours. Hey, you know what you do on that bus? Develop relationships. Take some initiative and develop relationships. You're going to be in, we used to call them prayer share groups. What do they call them now? That's old school, isn't it? Surely you've got a better title for those things than that. Hey, just old-fashioned prayer share groups? What do you do in them? They haven't come very far, have they, Max? Hey, connect with those people. There's going to be some people in that group you really like. There's going to be a few people that you just, Hey, think bigger than that. You know, we develop relationships based on who we prefer. If we were living in a country like many of our brothers and sisters do, a country where there's persecution, and there's a small church the size of a prayer share group, those people have no choice on whether or not they get along with those people. They have to love each other whether they like each other or not. Gang, that's where community comes, is when we move past preferences and we connect with people because we choose to love them. Well, do that this week. In those prayer share groups, those prearranged relationships, get to know those people. Look for something about them that reflects the goodness and the glory of God. And enjoy them, even if you have nothing in common with them and frankly wouldn't prefer them as your best friend or a roommate. But use this as an opportunity to get to know them. Make the most of your meals. Reach out to the students that are there from other campuses. And heaven forbid, spend a little time with the old people that are there. There are going to be some really aged people there. I know. My wife and I are going to be there. Here's what I would encourage you to do, is look around at who are some directors from some other campuses, staff. I've mentioned the speakers, but then there's just going to be some guests at this conference who are old people. Hey, they have got something to offer also. Join them in a meal or invite them to sit with you, not simply to be polite and courteous, but so that you can get acquainted with them and to begin to pick their mind on what they've learned on the journey that God's had them on. But use this next week and be able at the end of the week, when you come back on Friday night or Saturday, whenever we come back, to be able to list, here are the new relationships that I've developed or the existing relationships that I've taken deeper. Make that one of your goals. A third one that I would do if I was filling in that blank is that I will have invested in the lives of growing disciples. That when I look back on the week, I want to be able to say I helped make disciples while I was there. I was doing more than just being friendly, but that I really invested in some people. Let me give you some thoughts on how to do that. Before you ever go to the conference, or if you can't do it before you go because you're busy, at least do it en route. Find some of the people you already know in your e-group or your DT group or your ministry team, some people that you're already connecting your hearts with and you're already challenging each other. And basically ask them, hey, how did you finish that sentence that Dave gave us Thursday night? Or, I know there's a lot of people that aren't here tonight because they've got what? There's tests going on tonight. Why don't some of you who are discipling those people or at least encouraging those people sit down with them and say, hey, listen, Edwards gave us these ideas on how to get the most out of the conference. So let me share with you what he said. And you use this next week and let their goals be what you're encouraging them with, and they're helping you reach your goals. Before you ever go, ask each other, hey, what are your goals for next week? And then during the week, encourage each other, pray for each other, ask each other, hey, how's it going? That'd be one thing you could do. Another thing is to take time and pray over each other's goals. If you're discipling someone, why, ask them, hey, what are you trying to get out of this next week? What are you looking for? And then be praying for them throughout the week. And then schedule some time later in the week in which you just talk about, hey, what are you, if you're looking for something, what are you finding? And it's a great way to deepen these discipling relationships that you're trying to have here at school. Use the conference for that. Here's a fourth thing. If I was completing that sentence and filling in that blank, I would put something like this, that I will have been a servant. I will have been a servant. That while you're at spring break, whether you're at this conference or whether you're somewhere else, go into that situation paying attention to the needs around you. Be alert to what needs to be done. I mean, I suppose somebody's got to load the luggage on the bus, right? You guys still do that? And there's probably some organization that's been done on that, but inevitably they can use a little extra help, or maybe they just need you to get out of the way. But figure out, what do I need? What can I do to help around here? How can I be proactive about being a servant? Another thing is when you see something that needs to be done, take the initiative and do something with it. It's the same thing that we talked about with relationships. Just if you see it needs done, just offer to help. And then a third thing is to express some gratitude throughout the week. The Glorieta staff work hard doing very mundane work so that you can have a conference. Thank those people. Thank the ones that keep your rooms clean. Thank the ones that prepare the meals, wash those dishes, organize things, and work in the administrative offices. Say thank you to them. Let them describe the University of Oklahoma as the best group that attended the grounds that year, because we were grateful. Another thing is, tell the speaker not only that you appreciated what he or she said, but point out something you especially appreciated. That means a ton to somebody that's poured out their soul in front of a crowd of strangers, to have somebody come up and say, what you said tonight has had a profound impact on me. I want to thank you for the time and the effort you put into preparing that. And a third thing is to express gratitude to those who serve you throughout the week. There's going to be a lot of students. There's going to be a lot of staff that are working hard behind the scenes to pull this thing off. Tell them thanks. And then show courtesy to the other guests at the conference. And we won't be the only ones there. Let's not be obnoxious to them. Instead, let's be a blessing to them. And so I would make that one of my goals, that while I'm at this conference, I really want to be a servant. And a fifth thing I'd put down, if I'm completing that sentence, is I want to have a great time. If you know me, that's one of my missions in life. I really get that from Ecclesiastes 9:9. Enjoy life with the woman who you love all the days of your fleeting life. Time is short. I don't have much of it left. I'm gonna have a blast. And that's how I come at life. I would encourage you this next week, really have a good time. And it's okay to make that one of your goals. Don't just work hard and learn hard, but be saying, Lord, one thing I'm looking for is some really good, wholesome laughter. Help me have some fun. So, in summary, take some time before you leave and plan what you want to get. Figure out, what am I looking for this next week? Write it down. Then share your plan with somebody else who will encourage you throughout the week. I would encourage you on a daily basis to pull out that list, include it maybe in your quiet time, and just say, Lord, here are the things I'm looking for, so that you pay attention to what you're looking for instead of forgetting it. And finally, when you get back to Norman, compare notes with somebody. And I'm suggesting that this next week is going to look a lot like it did tonight, that some of you will come back and you didn't get anything out of the week, and it's probably because you weren't looking for it. Some of you will come back with things you had never imagined. You got far more than you expected because you were looking for it, like we did tonight with the gift card. We weren't looking for that until we stopped and searched. And because we searched for it, we found it. And this next week, the same thing can be true for you. So I want to encourage you, have a fantastic spring break.